put in there. And all the parties are okay with this while they were gone and worked it out.
Okay.
But put an emergency on that.
Is that this item?
The moratorium, which one? Isn't that today?
Well, it just says item 7. City Council will come to order. Carla, please call the roll.
Adams?
Here.
Leonard?
Here.
Saltzman?
Here.
Sten?
Here.
Potter?
Here. I'd like to remind folks that prior to offering public testimony to City Council, a lobbyist must declare which lobbying entity he or she is authorized to represent. Please read the 2 p.m. time certain.
Item 671, tentatively uphold appeal of Northwest District Neighborhood Association and reverse the Landmark Commission decision to approve the application of William DeBellis, Donald Singer, Singer Thurman LLC, GFV Enterprises LLC, and 2311 2317 Northwest Irving Street LLC for the Irving Street parking garage at 2311 2317 Northwest Irving Street, LU06-132-367-HDZM.
Since our last meeting on this issue, the parties have been in mediation. And the first part of the meeting today will be getting an update from the parties. And so we're going to start with the applicant. And if the applicant could please come forward.
Could I ask NWDA's representative to appear up here with me? We had
You're the
discussed
applicant.
Presenting things together. So
okay.
That would be our preference. Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome, Tim. It's always a pleasure.
And after you.
Michael Harrison, Harrison Consulting, 837 Northwest 25th Avenue, a neighbor and also representing NWDA today.
Jim Ramos on behalf of the applicant and the applicant's team in the mediation.
The mediation process has been much more productive than I imagined it would be. We were making great progress, and I have to compliment Richard Singer. He was willing to talk. He said anything was on the table, and many things were, I thought, initially wouldn't be on the table. I was very heartened and impressed. We were making very good progress, but the fact that the mediation was going on in private and the fact that it had happened so quickly was a problem for many in the neighborhood. And last Monday night, the NWDA board decided that they wanted to close the mediation process and resolve this application as quickly as possible and then resume mediation on the next application or future progress. There are a number of issues involving that, and there was a lot of concern about the fact that the most significant piece of implementation of the Northwest District plan that we've seen that's come along since the plan was adopted by the council in 2003 was this parking garage. There are many other issues in the neighborhood of concern that there hasn't been any apparent progress on, although we are very thankful for the crosswalks. We want to move forward, and when we met to inform the applicant and the applicant's representatives of the board's decision, they suggested an approach to moving forward we thought was very positive and surprised us greatly. We wanted to move forward in a more open process, and what came to mind was the River District Steering Committee process, where there was a post-planning process that focused in on implementation to try and see how we'd go about getting a number of issues dealt with. We felt a process like that would be very important because there were issues that were very important to the neighborhood in terms of mediation that Richard and his partners were not capable of dealing with. They're not housing providers, but housing for people who work in the shops and restaurants in the neighborhood is an issue. They aren't in the position to talk about some transportation issues we wanted to talk about. We were concerned about the overall package of parking provisions that had been in the Northwest District Plan, had included things like a transportation management association that there's been no progress on. And Dick Richard can be a great leader in helping us address those, but he needs broader participation, and we need broader participation than doing that. So we talked about proceeding with the process, some kind of steering process. We would want some city staff involvement in that. We don't know how much yet. We'll be meeting in the near future to talk about what the work program will be, and we'd like to come back to you and present a proposal for a process to address implementation, hopefully a faster, more strategic proposal than the River District process was, which took several years. If the council should consider another approach today that would bring the matter to closure, I would like to address you again, representing NWDA on alternative proposals. With that, I think I'd like to turn it over to my good friend Tim Ramis.
Thank you, Michael. For the record, Tim Ramis on behalf of the applicant and the applicant's mediation team. Despite early skepticism from many quarters about how this process would work out, the mediation process has been very productive and very worthwhile, I think, for all the sides who participated. And for this reason, we join with the other members of the mediation team in requesting that the council continue to encourage the dialogue that we've engaged in with a slightly altered format and with some additional stakeholders as we would develop in a plan which we would bring back to you. We were fortunate during this process to have as a mediator Judith Mowry, who we would very much wish to keep her involved in this dialogue. She did a fine job of keeping us focused on issues, keeping us focused on looking for solutions. And this kind of progress has been difficult to achieve in the past, and I think the progress we made is in no little credit to Judith's efforts. We were also very fortunate to have such outstanding and well-respected members of MWDA, as Michael, whose resume you well know, the president of the organization, Frank Byrd, longtime resident Dan Anderson, and chair of the Transportation Committee of NWDA, Kim Carlson. And we very much appreciate their efforts and the time they spent, and in particular the way they presented the issues so they could be addressed. While the process was not ultimately completed, we did develop a conceptual plan that is a very substantial modification of the design which you saw during the hearing. It includes a significantly lower building, safer pedestrian situation. It has improved transition to the residential area. It has fewer spaces, and it has increased setback. All of these things were achieved through the dialogue, and we were, at the time we stopped the mediation, engaged in developing a list of additional parking-related matters that might be included in an overall package. Unfortunately, just as we had made progress, the NWDA board ordered its team to stand down from the mediation. Of course, they had no choice but to do so. But we think the work of building a good middle ground solution needs to continue, and we plan to work with Michael and the others on the team to come back with a proposal for a process to do that. The final question really is the context of that conversation. Is it a conversation aimed at developing a brand new application that would be filed, which assumes we would then withdraw the current application? Or is it a conversation about modification of the current application? In that case, we would need, of course, a continuance or some method of keeping that application alive during the conversation. As we expressed previously to the council in the last meeting, we had requested a continuance or some kind of remand to the Landmarks Commission. The council was not inclined to do that previously. We're asking that you reconsider that, primarily because of the progress we've made and the fact that if we could go on the existing application, we would probably save some time. Another wrinkle in that for consideration is that if there's a pending application, it would at least retain council jurisdiction, which might address some of the issues of how we fund the mediator. We would be open to a process whereby we kept the application alive in the short term, work through the mediation, and when it was concluded, then withdraw the application and refile. So we're open and flexible on how we achieve it, but we would ask for your consideration on that. If it turns out the council's preference is that this matter be ended, this particular pending matter be ended, then we're prepared to submit today a withdrawal of our application. So there would be no application, no issue before you, and I have a letter to that effect, and so we'd ask you to consider what process you'd like to use. Michael.
We'd prefer the application be withdrawn today, and that was the basis under which the board was willing to talk about continuing mediation.
And you folks are agreeable to that?
If the council's not willing to continue the matter, then yes, we are.
So when the board directed there be no more mediation, they indicated that they would support further mediation if the application was withdrawn?
They indicated that they would support mediation on a new application. They didn't take a specific vote on that, but that was discussed, and there was a lot of support for that idea.
I think we need some advice from our legal counsel.
Well, it seems to me that you've been presented with a number of options for your consideration. The posture we're in right now is you've held an appeal hearing. You've taken a tentative vote to grant the appeal and reverse the hearings officer's decision. You have a set of findings that staff had filed with the council, which has met with some objection from NWDA. So your options today could be to one option the applicant has proposed is that you remand this matter to the Landmarks Commission and allow mediation to continue. You've heard from the neighborhood that that's not their preferred option, and there we do have a statutory clock for making a final decision that is running, which I understand the applicant is willing to address. A second option that's been presented to you is to basically simply continue this matter before the council and allow some additional time for mediation. Again, we still have the problem of the statutory time clock. A third option is to, if you don't want to pursue either of the first two, would be to accept the applicant's offer to withdraw their application, and the parties can continue to mediate, and they can file a new application, and that there is no statutory time constraints with that option. And finally, a fourth option available to you is to decide you simply want to make a final decision on this appeal and end it there, and the parties can do whatever they want to do after that. So those are sort of at least four options available to you today.
Well, I am heartened by the fact that you folks have actually sat down and talked and come to some agreements about a process that you could both feel comfortable with. I would support the third option, which is to accept the applicant's proposal to withdraw the application. That seems to fit with what the NWDA would also position the folks then to go back into mediation.
And we are committed to working with the applicant after this application is withdrawn, understanding that that means there will be another proposal for parking garage that hopefully we can support.
And in terms of us providing assistance on the mediation, is that technically allowable?
I can't answer your question. I don't know what kind of arrangement or funding is available through the Neighborhood Mediation Office or the Neighborhood Mediation Program.
Well,
I mean, just the legal aspect of it, if there is no application in the system, we can provide mediation without fear of tripping up either party or future decision-making. True? So it's not the legal, I'm just asking the legal question.
Yes.
If we provide mediation, we'll figure out a way to pay for it. That doesn't trip us up later if it turns into an application and therefore comes before Landmarks and us, does it?
No, I don't believe the fact that the council would have authorized funding for continuing mediation would indicate any bias or predisposition one way or the other on any future application. The one thing I would suggest is if the council is inclined to pursue the applicant's suggestion that they're willing to withdraw their application, you need the applicant to formally offer to do that, and I believe they have a letter prepared to
do
so.
Yes, we do. Let me offer that.
I concur with your point of view, Mayor.
Do I hear a motion to accept the application to withdraw the?
So moved.
Second.
And I would just rephrase or suggest a refinement on that. It would be a motion to accept the applicant's withdrawal of their application, and based on that withdrawal, to terminate these appeal proceedings without any final decision on the appeal.
I would accept that as a friendly amendment.
So would the second.
And I will make sure, as the commissioner of the Office of Neighborhood Involvement, that we would provide the support for the mediation.
Appreciate that very much.
And on transportation issues, we've long been interested in being able to engage on transportation issues, but we'll look to you to how you would like to involve us or not.
And I know, Michael, you mentioned some city resources, and obviously when you get to that point, we need to be part of the discussion.
We'd like to present to you a proposed work program that defines the level of resource we want. We are thinking modestly in this area.
Kind of talk I like. Further discussion? Please call the vote.
Adams?
Thank you to both parties. Aye.
Leonard?
Well, reasonable people always find reasonable solutions, and so I appreciate how hard sometimes it is to achieve the goal of being reasonable. It's not easy, but you're certainly setting an example for, I think, neighborhoods throughout Portland to watch as this unfolds. So I hope you all keep that in mind, too, that we up here very much appreciate when all of you sit down and try to find middle ground. Thank you. Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Sten?
Well, briefly, Northwest Portland is a treasure, and it wouldn't be without the Singer family's investment, and it wouldn't be without the hard work and passion of all the activists. And so I just think anything that's been marked by this many 3-2 votes at this many points in the process and this many splits of opinion is probably, at the end of the day, not the best answer for this treasured part of town. And so I really appreciate both sides' willingness to keep working till we get to something. I don't know that we'll ever get a consensus, but I truly believe, given what I've heard today, we can get to something that works much better for everyone. And so I appreciate it, and it's a pleasure to vote aye.
Potter.
And I would ask that both sides continue the same level of commitment that you've demonstrated to this point. And I really want to thank the Northwest District Association and Dick Singer and his organization for the progress to date. I'm truly amazed. I vote aye. Thank you, folks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Sir.
Good point. We're going to move ahead to the regular item 673.
Extend moratorium on development within.
Hang on just 1 second. Folks, could you continue conversations outside, please? Thank you. Could you please continue your conversations outside? Okay, please read item 673.
Extend moratorium on development within commercial and industrial zones on Hayden Island.
Commissioner Adams.
I'd like to make a motion to add an emergency clause to the ordinance to add section 2 to read. Section 2? Yeah. Did you get a copy? Oh. Section 2, the council declares that an emergency exists because new development in commercial and industrial zone areas of Hayden Island will negatively affect the transportation facilities serving Hayden Island and may compromise the outcome of the correction program and studies that are currently underway to determine needed transportation improvements to these facilities. Therefore, this ordinance shall be in full force and effect on and after its date of passage. And this has been vetted with all the stakeholders, and it just means instant implementation as opposed to waiting 30 days before.
Second. Okay, motion's made and seconded. Discussion? Please call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Sten?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. That's a second reading. Vote only. Please call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Sten?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. We will take a 35-minute break. Be back at 3 p.m. for the 3 p.m. time, sir.